Monica, it's Christmas time, obviously, and farmers at the farmers market and so many in Western North Carolina, the tree farmers there are selling Christmas trees. How have sales gone so far in terms of Christmas trees at the farmers market?
Well, I think overall they've gone well. However, there are still a lot of Christmas trees left, and all of those mountain growers are ready to kind of get back to the mountains. So the quicker they can get rid of them and sell them, the quicker they can get back and get back to their families so they can continue all the restoration and all the things that they need to be working on their farms. And great group of folks. They haven't skipped a beat. And many of them were telling me stories about how they had been helping others and even helping rebuild some of the roads, because some of them have, you know, heavy machine and equipment, and all at the same time while trying to get their trees ready to market. And just a resilient group of folks.
Do you have any sense of how many trees are left that need to be sold by these farmers that have come to the market?
I don't have an exact number, but I will still say that each grower still has a stock pool. So there's still literally hundreds of Christmas trees that you can choose from. There's all sizes, all shapes. So if you need a small one, a skinny one, a tall one, or a little bit of a chunky one, you can definitely find every size you need. And it's mostly a Fraser fir, but there are a few other varieties that they have available as well. And nothing like it. Nothing like having a real Christmas tree during the holidays.
I agree. And the heck with the artificial trees. Let's all buy the real Christmas trees from Western North Carolina.
That's right. It's one of those ways you can definitely give back and help support these folks as, you know, they take that back to their communities and they can help rebuild, and it just helps their families. Many of them are so humbled. They didn't lose a lot like some of their neighbors did. Most of them did, of course, but they're just thankful that they still have their homes and their families. So we still want to support these guys. They have a lot of work to do on their farms and to be able to continue their operation throughout the rest of the year.
Visiting with Monica Wood, the manager of the State Farmers Market. Monica, outside of Christmas trees and selling Christmas trees, what else is going on at the Farmers Market this month and for the rest of the winter?
Well, we actually had you guys, the Weekend Garden Show, be at the market this Saturday. Up in our market shop, we'll be having our open house. We'll have some prizes and some free samples for folks to try there with some of our vendors. And so that's lots of fun from 8 to 11. And we'll have around the market what we like to call our Taste of the Holidays pop-up, where we'll have some specialty vendors coming in with crafts and all kinds of specialty foods that'll be mixed in with our regular vendors. And so many great things at the market. In addition to the trees, of course, you can find wreaths and roping, the garland, all the things that you need to go along with decorating. There are North Carolina mountain apples available as well, several different varieties of those, as well as apple cider and dried apples, jams, jellies, and, of course, all the greens, collards and kale, spinach, all those things like that you can find, in addition to several other products that are available on the market.
So many great things. I love the farmer's market. And don't forget about the restaurant, too, and just all the great things that you can go and do at the farmer's market. Really, you can go and spend the whole day at the farmer's market if you wanted to.
Oh, definitely. And I know a lot of folks, they have some graduations and things like that going on this weekend. I believe NC State maybe Saturday. If you're coming into town or have family coming in, it's a great place to bring them. Show them a little bit about what is available in North Carolina. It's a great place to expose them to North Carolina agriculture and enjoy a meal. Like you said, our State Farmers Market restaurant, the country cooking, there's nothing better. And we also have our seafood restaurant,
yes,
the Little Market Grill. And so I always say, come hungry, but you shouldn't leave that way because there's lots to choose from.
That's exactly right. Monica, as I let you go, our friend Mike Rayleigh has been pushing for this for a while, and I mentioned it to State Ag Commissioner Steve Troxler not long ago. Mike wants a Ferris wheel at the farmer's market. Do you think we can make that happen?
I don't know. I tell you, we just never know what surprises may be up our sleeves, I guess, in the future. So you just never know. And I have a surprise for Mike Saturday, so you have to ask him about that next week.
Okay, I will ask him. He's on our show every Friday, so I will tell him that you said that you've got a surprise, so something for him to look forward to on Saturday morning.
That's right.
Monica, thanks for your time as always. Thanks for all that you do for the farmers market. Can't wait to see you out there really soon. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, and you too. And come see us. We're open 7 days a week. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thanks, Monica.